Are you one of the billion people who uses WhatsApp on your phone so you can communicate with people for nothing? It's changing. You'll know if you sent a WhatsApp message over the last 24 hours that you now get a message back saying it's encrypted. What does that mean if you're a WhatsApp user? Here's Febzy Turkalp from the free tech help website gadgetdetective.com. Hello, Febzy.
Morning.
Good to have you with us. So for WhatsApp users who are listening, does it make any difference, this?
I think it makes a huge difference if you care about privacy and freedom of speech. What WhatsApp have announced is something called end-to-end encryption. So whenever you use their app, that's to do messaging, group chat, file transfer, or even voice calls, it means that that data is encrypted, that's to say encoded as it leaves your phone or other device, and it can only be decoded, in theory at least, by the recipient. So if anyone were to intercept that message on the way, they would just get garbage. They won't be able to read or understand it. Similarly, if Facebook, which is the owner of WhatsApp, is approached by, let's say, the FBI in the way that Apple has recently been and said, you know what, we need you to tell us what messages this person sent, even Facebook won't know.
Right. So it's a lot more secure as a means of communication because they're encrypting it as of now.
Yeah,
in terms of how you use it and what it can do, that's all the same.
It's all the same. It just means that the packets of data, as they leave your phone, are put under lock and key, and only the recipient has that key. So that it basically means it can't be snooped upon. And this is a direct result. It is a story that starts with Edward Snowden, when the revelations told us that that the NSA had been spying on tech companies, and as a result of that, tech companies, the trust that they enjoyed from their customers went down a lot, because a lot of these companies had also been complicit. They had cooperated. So this is a reaction to that. It's a reaction to the FBI trying to force Apple to unlock a locked phone. So it's the tech companies trying to say to the public, you know what, we are trustworthy, we are on your side.
Febzy, thanks ever so much for that. Febzy Turkalp, back with Howard Hughes on Saturday morning here on BBC Radio Berkshire between 7:30 and 8:00.